Regardless of where the blame lies, pollution is a serious problem, especially when it comes to our health. So to what extent are we being exposed, and what might the risks be? Ben Barrett is a researcher from King's College London who's using cutting-edge technology to measure what we breathe in.
This is called a microethylometer, which is a fancy name for a diesel emissions monitor. So it sucks air in through a tube, which mimics your breathing, onto a filter, and it monitors how black that filter gets as a measure of black carbon. And black carbon is emitted through any combustion process, but in cities, it's from vehicles, principally diesel vehicles.
And that will give an indication of how much I'm inhaling as I walk around the streets of London.
Yes, it takes a reading every few seconds, and we'll couple it with a GPS watch so we can see where you are, which really visualises the pollution as you walk around.
And I should just say it's bright blue. It's a bit bigger than the size of my palm, and then it has a rubber tube coming out the top with a clip, which I imagine I'm going to attach, I don't know, somewhere on my blazer.
So as you say, if you could clip that to your lapel.
Okay.
So that's the GPS watch switched on as well. If you could put that on your wrist.
I feel like a child being dressed. It's all this pesky radio equipment I've got to carry.
I think of myself more as a doctor than a nursery teacher.
Fully equipped, I hit the streets, and I really wanted to put Ben's gear to the test. So I pootled along busy roads, swaggered along the river to Big Ben, and then, to really give him a run for his money, I got into a black cab. I literally just want to go to Waterloo. When I got back to King's College, I'd been out for a full hour. Ben loaded the data onto his computer, and...
Well, I've pulled up a map. I've combined the GPS data with your pollution monitoring data, and here's a map of your last walk around London. I can see you leaving outside our building, walking along the river for a little while, and levels are really quite low. Then you hit the bridge at Westminster, then something happened and levels shot up. And on this map, I can see levels going from nice yellows to deep reds, which is not good.
Sort of like a traffic light system. And interesting, those red sections are actually where I got into a taxi.
Right, I guess that's what you've done, because when someone gets into a car, and taxis are particularly bad, levels do tend to shoot up quite a lot. Now, if you look at a time series of your results, we can see these nice low levels along the river, 1-2 micrograms, and then it shoots up. So we've gone from 2 or 3 up to 35 to 40 micrograms, so that's 10 times higher during that taxi journey than afterwards.
That's really surprising, because you would have thought being in a taxi, you're more protected from your environment and the air pollution.
Yes, people assume that inside their little protective box, whether it's a car or a taxi, they're protected from the pollution outside. But actually, when you think about it, you're sitting right amongst the source of pollution, which is those vehicle exhaust. And it's coming straight out of the exhaust, in through the air vent of the car and into the cab of the car itself.
And this was measuring black carbon. Specifically, how is that affecting me when I breathe it in? What effect is that having on my body?
Well, in some ways, black carbon is acting as a tracer for vehicle emissions, or diesel vehicle emissions in particular. And we're still researching what are the components which are most harmful or toxic to health. But there's a mixture of particles, liquids, gases, all of which that come in this cloud of pollution, some of which are coated. So some of it will be oxidizing metals, which can attack the lining of the lung. Some of them will be hydrocarbons, which are carcinogenic. So it's a real pea soup of all sorts of chemicals and compounds in there. And then if it gets into your bloodstream, if they're small enough, then that travels around to all of your organs, brain, heart, and so on.
And I imagine that changes also short-term and also long-term exposure if I live in London.
Yes, it's this discovery which has really highlighted the problem that we've got with air pollution, the idea that these pollutants can get into the bloodstream. So air pollution is now linked to cardiovascular effects, cognitive effects, cancers, and so on. Because you're right, as soon as it gets into the bloodstream, it can get anywhere in the body. And there are both long-term and short-term effects. So these particles will accumulate over time and have a slow impact on your body, reduced lung growth, cardiovascular problems, and so on. But people who are already susceptible, because they've developed some kind of health condition, will be affected in the short term. So they may have an exacerbation, whether it's an asthma attack or a COPD attack or even a heart attack.
This is all really frightening.
It is frightening, and what's really striking about it is this is a major public health challenge. But the level of understanding is low compared to other public health challenges such as obesity, water quality, smoking, and so on. So the public needs much more information about the nature of the problem, how they can afford it, and then there'll be more pressure on politicians and policymakers to help clean up the problem.
Obviously, the long-term solution is to get rid of pollution altogether in cities. In the short term, what can I be doing? I'm a cyclist back home, so I'm thinking, should I be wearing one of those masks?
You've seen yourself from your own data, getting into a car is not the way to protect yourself. And active travel is so good for you in so many different ways. So there's a clear lesson to be learned there about the benefits of walking on quiet roads compared to the risks involved in getting a taxi in London or any other city in the UK.
Do you know what I did to corroborate those results, Chris?
What, your own personal experiment?
My own personal experiment.
What
I got home and I blew my nose. So much black snot.
Is that normal?
No, it's not normal. I don't know about you, Chris, and what comes out of your nose.
No, you don't want to know. Anyway, that was lovely to hear. Thank you, Greg, for that wonderful addition to the programme. That was Ben Barrett, you were listening to, from King's College down in London.